on that team.
Yeah. Sure.
And he doesn't get called up.
Well, and someone lost their spot, so Tebow could be there.
Right.
When
I mean, he's practically at the Mendoza line right now.
Okay, but I mean, was that guy going to be the next star? Probably not. So did they miss out on a lot? Probably not. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, the guy's chance, is it worth over the company making money for the company? Nah, sorry, man.
You know what I'm saying? Dude's chances of being successful are about the same chances Tebow has.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Probably about the same, you know what I'm saying?
For baseball in particular, the amount of stress you have to go through just to get to the major leagues in general.
Exactly.
It's a lot of weeding out process. Unfortunately, Tebow has kind of like this, you know, ticket to the top. He's got a name.
But I like goofy things like that in sports. I wish sports did more of that.
Again,
so I don't.
They're playing a game.
I don't take it too serious. But I do, John, I do understand your point, though. For whoever lost the spot because Tebow's now on the squad, that is kind of
I think you're
poopy.
Trash if you allow Tebow to take your spot, knowing that Tebow's trash.
Yeah, but they don't have control over that. That's the ownership being like, we want to sell a jersey over, get a, you know, see how
get
a
better,
real pro.
Kid.
Yeah. but obviously you're not that good, though.
Okay. Touche.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Touché. Fair point.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. What's our next topic?
Did you guys see the Big Three at all? I know it's not happening. They didn't show it. It actually happened, but the Big Three happened this past weekend, and it was a lot of guys injuring themselves, actually.
Big shocker. Old retired NBA players that haven't played in years got injured playing competitive basketball.
They're like, it's half court. I don't have to stretch.
What injuries? Do you know any offhand? I heard nothing about this.
Jason Williams.
I did not see it yet.
White chocolate?
Yeah.
No.
Focal point of that league.
That was one of the reasons I wanted to see
it. What happened?
He hurt his knee on a non-contact, just landed on it wrong.
And they say he might be done.
Yeah.
He was the one.
Corey Maggette.
Him and Allen Iverson are the two guys.
And Allen Iverson even, they interviewed Iverson after the game, and they said, how do you feel? How do you think it went? And he said, I feel 42 and retired. Is how he responded.
That's not good press for your first weekend. All your dudes getting injured, and dude's like, yeah, it's not that fun.
Because again, this guy doesn't practice, man. Yeah.
They try to make it.
Touché.
I think they try to make it like original basketball, though. You're like, you know, hey, like, cause I heard, like, reading a little bit about it, and like the rules are hand checkings allowed. You know, you can be more physical at the point of contact and stuff
but
like that.
But only two fouls. I like that. Only two fouls.
Yeah. You only get two fouls.
You only get two fouls.
But it's just like with older cats.
What do you do to foul, though? Like punch them in the face?
It's
pretty much.
I mean,
the Bill Laimbeer clothesline. Like, you know, like that. Like,
yeah, with older cats, you can't be putting your hands all over
That's what they need to play like we play now. Like, everything is
space and pace.
Yeah, space and pace.
You should put them all in those little bubble things, you know?
Just supposedly, that would be an idea.
Supposedly, Iverson is trying to recruit Kobe to come to the league. To come to the Big Three, so
well, I think
Tracy McGrady might be close to signing with one of the teams as well.
I know we all talked about it earlier this year when we were talking about the Big Three, and the one thing we said is if this went well, we thought a lot more dudes, like superstars, even would jump in the league next year. But this first weekend, from what you're telling me, Derek, and again,
I haven't seen the games yet. They are supposed to be playing tonight. Like,
yeah,
they're on a tape delay. So I haven't seen. I'm just this is all reading.
On FS1,
like, they said Maggette hurt his knee. White Chocolate did.
FS1 is the most garbage network.
Terrible. Don't they?
It is such a garbage network.
I mean, there's no good sports networks in general. I don't know. ESPN itself is
ESPN's so much better.
Comcast Sports Network. Well, not Comcast. Well, you know, you know what I'm talking about back home, though.
I'll even take CSN over FS1.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
FS1's trash.
I know.
FS1 had an opportunity to really push ESPN to be better and to do things different. And what did they do? They ended up being ESPN Junior.
They got David Carr as their analyst.
Let's do the same exact shows ESPN does, but worse. I mean, FS1 is garbage. And I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't know. Why would you? You have an opportunity here to really, like, you can't get the same audience that ESPN has. If you want to pull from that audience, you go younger, you go hipper, you go different. You got to be different. And what they did is they did the exact same thing, but worse, which is not a good business model. So I'm not a big fan of FS1 if you guys didn't get that.
They eating, though.
But their ratings are trash.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, because they have terrible anchors.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Because most of them are fired ESPN employees.
Yeah.
I was going to say Matt Leinart and David Carr.
Yeah, there's no
Whitlock.
New. Like, let's get some
quarterbacks
new
that didn't ever pan out.
Yeah.
Let's get some guys that are something different, you know? And it's just, oh, let's take these guys that used to be on ESPN and couldn't hack it over there.
I'm not going to lie. ESPN is starting to slip into some bad programming, too.
Agreed.
No, I've been 100% agreed. There too. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's what I say. There's no good sports networks, I really feel. I'll like major ones.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, like, what your local situation is. Like I said, you're talking about, I cannot remember it, but.
I can't think of it either. It's like Sportsnet something. It's like I remember the
Sounds
Lakers
great,
used to be
guys.
On there all the time.
Like, sounds like a great show, yeah.
It was like LA centric. Yeah. So Clippers, Lakers, Kings, Dodgers, Angels.
Like you get decent programming. They're not trying to do what they're doing. Granted, there's focus on the teams that are in there. So it's like if you're a fan of those teams, you like it more.
But it wasn't as like righty as the Warriors announcers are when the Warriors play, because they're super righty, man. The Warriors announcers. What's the dude's name? Jim.
He's hating over here.
Who?
Yeah. The Walrus?
Yeah.
Why can't I think of his name? I hate that guy.
I'm not talking about the actual announcers. I'm talking about are they insiders? Or?
Oh, you're talking about Jim Barnett, the announcer?
I'm not talking about the actual announcer. I'm talking about the Walrus.
Yeah. No, I can't think of his name right now offhand either. I don't like him either. I like that this is becoming a Grind My Gear segment without
I was really just about to start playing that right now.
All right, so... But think about this. Think about it this way. If you guys had the opportunity to start a sports network, would you do the exact same thing ESPN's doing? No, you don't have the dollars to compete. So why not go get some young talent? Like a show like this, I'm not saying ours, and maybe this is a biased opinion, but a show like this that is a little bit different, that is a little bit goofy, where it's younger opinions, we're having fun with it. Like the Barstool Sports guys. Those guys, like, why wouldn't you go and try and get those guys? You know what I mean? Like, guys that have a younger demographic, that have a different demographic than what ESPN has. It's beyond me. It's such a bad business plan.
I would say one thing I am seeing that Barstool Sports, they're actually something I kind of respect them. Like I said, they're just casual dudes. They're just, like I said,
they're like us. Yeah, they're having fun, but they're unedited. If we were unedited, we'd have a little bit more fun too.
I mean, like I said, these networks they try to suit and tie sports, which is like, don't do that.
No,
it's not sports.
Sports is supposed to be fun, man.
It's casual,
yeah.
Like kids don't start playing sports because like they're trying to necessarily make a career out of it. Maybe some, but for the most part, you start playing sports because your friends are playing sports and you have all this energy and you want to go out and do something that's constructive.
I feel like it's more your mom wants you to do that. Like, yeah, I need you out of the house. Like, I cannot.
No doubt. So, you know, a big part of why you kept going back to practice.
Not a game.
But you had fun, you know, and that's what it's supposed to be. And I don't understand why we take sports so damn serious all the time, because it really ain't all that serious. Neil Brennan has this great thing when he talks about, he's like, I read a headline that said Boston destroys LA. And he's like, what? We're in a civil war? Why did that happen? It's not that serious, man. You know, like it's fun. It's a game. But anyway. Whew.
Yeah. Wait. Let's see if
I got more grinds my gears. If you need them, I've been off air for an entire week. That is, I haven't been on since the Warriors won the final. So I could go off on several tangents to get all my takes in. If we got, unless you got something going on. This is good radio right now.
It is. It's just my system is not playing all the.
Okay,
music
I'll go
right
ahead and
now.
Just jump into it.
Keep it going because I'm trying to get the grinds my gears going.
No problem. Yeah. So here's something that grinds my gears. Yeah. I read an article the other day, and the headline was Kaepernick chooses activism over his NFL career. And that really, I just don't understand that concept. So he can't be an activist. He can't be about a cause that is near and dear to him because he plays football. That makes no damn sense. And I get what the writer was trying to say is because of his stance, because of his activism, he's not going to get a job. And he continues to, you know, do things for this cause, continue to donate money and time and spread awareness through tweets and whatnot. But this is America, bro. You should be able to go to work and still go home and have whatever opinions you want to have and be able to share those opinions. And it shouldn't, and especially when you're not disparaging anyone, it should not affect your employment status.
Agreed.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the guy is a decent quarterback. He should have a job. And the fact that he doesn't is an absolute joke. And every time I'm on the show, I'm going to bring it up until he has a job. Because this is a joke, and it's really turning me off from the NFL if the Greg Hardy thing didn't already do that for me a year and a half ago. I mean, it's the and then the, this Mara guy, what's his name? Jim, John, who cares? The guy who owns the Giants, he's going to come out and blast cap and be like, oh, our fans wouldn't really accept it. I've heard back from fans. You had a dude who beat his wife and the team knew about it and the media knew about it. The fans knew about it. And what they do? They offered him a contract extension. Are you kidding me? Are you?
At least he was good.
Yeah.
He was a freaking punter.
Yeah. You're talking about Carbon. I thought you're talking about Hardy still.
No. Hardy, at least he could play. Yeah. Like, I mean, look, like,
Hardy was pretty good.
I'm talking about the dude on the Giants. I can't even remember the kicker's name now because he was a freaking kicker.
Yeah, he's a punter. Yeah.
Punter.
Yeah, he's a punter.
He's a punter.
Yeah, even less valuable.
How? God. And this owner's going to come out and be like, oh, our fans, I've heard more from fans about this Kaepernick thing than any other issue. Yeah. And it's like, then, first of all.
American people are petty, too. Ridiculously petty on stupid things, I feel. Like, the fact that you hold that, that's what's bringing you to call the owner is this guy taking a certain stance versus a guy that is a repeated offender.
Let me just get this right. So there's fans out there that have taken their time to write letters, like people still write letters these days, that were furious because Kaepernick doesn't like the fact that cops shoot black people with impunity for the most part. I don't understand that. But this guy who repeatedly had domestic violence issues that were documented time and time again. Let's give this dude more money. But Kaepernick, nah. Let's not give him a shot at all.
I feel where you're coming from. But, I mean, they showed us 1,000 times that, you know what I'm saying, hey, you're right. You're 100% right. But they showed you, but that you're not. You know what I'm saying? In the grand scheme of it, like, what we think is right isn't really it.
It's just so dumb. It is so hypocritical, and it is so dumb. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
Can I keep going? Do I have a couple minutes here?
Yeah, you do. Give me. Yeah, keep going. Go for it.
All right. Another grinds my gears. Drafts. Drafts are dumb. They're so dumb. They're so dumb. Where else in America? Name me one other business in America that you have zero choice besides the military where you get to go and work. Name one. But the draft, we all think this is a fair system. Like, oh, these kids worked their entire lives, and now guess what? Guess what, buddy? You get to go to Minnesota. Or, you know what I mean? Like, the draft is stupid.
For millions of dollars?
But still, you should be able to choose.
No, you shouldn't, because it would be a terrible league every year.
Right, then everyone would choose the Warriors.
Then everybody would go to L.A., everybody would go to Miami, everybody would go to...
But how good would those teams be, you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have an NBA.
You would have an NBA 30 team.
You have an NBA.
You'd have the big three.
We should have less teams. You'd know how good and competitive it would be if we cut out 10 teams, but anyway.
And just to backtrack right there, it's Josh Brown.
Thank you. It was Josh Brown.
The punter.
Josh,
didn't he write a book about it too or something?
I know he kept a journal, and his journal was released in the press, and he talked about just these horrific things he did. And look, I don't agree with necessarily the way Cap's gone about his protest. I had no problem with kneeling during the national anthem. The pig socks, that was poor taste. The shade, or I can't think of the dictator's name in Cuba right now. Why can't
Castro.
Jeez, Castro. Thank you. That was in poor taste. But so I could see that, like, not liking that. But that often is propped up as an excuse to talk about those things as opposed to talking about the actual issue Kaepernick's talking about. And I don't want to harp and end this on a negative
note. Can I get one on a light note?
Yes. You got to play Haters Ball?
No, I'm not a player Haters Ball.
Hey.
Wait, one more?
Yeah. What? Is it still... Okay, yeah, go for it.
All right. What's something that really grinds my gears? Male rompers. All right.
Cut it out.
All right. Cam Newton started it with the big 6'6" man romper. Oh. You know, I don't want to see no more dudes in no rompers, dude. All right. Let's call it a day. I don't care if you accessorized it with a jacket, a hat, whatever. It is still a romper.
I mean, it's the equivalent of wearing maybe
Daisy
yoga
Dukes.
Pants or something out in public.
Daisy Dukes.
Like, there's certain there's certain things that aren't gender binary. Okay,
what's weird for me? Be okay with the guys. Be okay. You don't have to wear a romper.
Weirdest for me is going to the bathroom. You got to take it all the way off.
That's what I'm saying.
And one of the best parts about being a dude is the way we're able to take a number one.
Yeah, I'm not. It's six. Very little effort. I'm not six at the movie theater and pulling it all the way down to the ankles in a urinal. You know what I mean?
Those kids are all. That's the weirdest.
That kid in middle school and high school, elementary.
Yeah. You know those kids.
You're like, come on, weirdo.
I mean, I did it
man.
For a little bit. I'm not going
to
lie.
Welcome to abstinence, buddy.
You didn't know the
until I got pushed into a urinal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that happened to you?
I did. It was a very horrific. Well, that's another story for another day.
All right, next week. We're opening with that.
That's why I don't pee in urinals anymore, guys.
So you go into stalls?
I go into stalls. I don't go into urinals. I go in stalls.
Straight up, all the time.
Straight up, every
single
time.
Even the one you can't even push
through. I'm a 27-year-old man,
oh my God,
and I only go in stalls.
Oh my, right, we're finding this out with a minute left in the show. We could have done 30 minutes on this.
Yeah, how? What?
Okay, so, we got 20
got
seconds.
Time.
Yeah, you
got
to make it quick.
Seventh grade PE, you dress out in your PE clothes, and you have, you know, your hour of PE. Well, I'm already dressed out in my clothes, using the urinal before class, and a buddy, who's actually a really good friend of mine now, was kind of a bully then.
Sounds like a great friend.
pushes me into the urinal, and naturally, you know, I break.